Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Hi, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and this is the Paper Outpost podcast, The Joy of Junk Journals. Welcome. I have a Fundle special running in May of 2024, all month long. If you buy a Fundle, you will get, in addition, a triple bonus plus a free gift. The triple bonus includes an authentic skeleton key. You're going to get an apothecary label, a vintage apothecary label, and a vintage milk bottle topper. So all really cool items. Fun things to add to your junk journals. You can use them on pages, or I like to use the key as a tie for the sash or the wraparound binding I use occasionally, and have it dangle from the rope and or the ribbon and or the sari silk, and that's a pretty way to do it. You can also use it for decor on the cover or a spine dangle. Very pretty item to put on or in a junk journal. Okay, so there may be some barking. The art garbage guy has just arrived outside, and Sunny is in full-scale alert right now, noticing there's some noise going on outside. But he seemed to be relaxing now, and all is well. He's back down. Okay. Pistol Annie says, I wondered, as I saw you use... Okay, she's referring to a video called Beginner Junk Journal Ideas, the Paper Outpost. I wondered, as I saw you use brown on the first flowers, how they would have looked with pink, maybe yellow, and a little of both. What kind of difference or a different color on those would have made? Seems everyone uses only vintage photo black soot or walnut. Not been able to acquire too many Ranger inks yet. I have only black, brown, pink, yellow, same brand, and a couple of others, various brands for my vintage coloring. I rub the edge of the paper with the black and the brown, then go over again with one of the other colors, sometimes using only the yellow age to the edge of the pages that are already darkening. Make the best of what you have. Boy, that's a really good idea. Really good idea. I like your suggestions, Pistol Annie. You're a pistol. Josephine Leachy says, what size circle punch is that? And I believe in the video called Let's Make Buildables, that was... I usually have it's either a 2.5 or a 3-inch circle punch, and then my very favorite 1-inch circle punch. So 1-inch, 2-inch, or 3-inch seem to be the most common usable ones. If you really like punching, I recommend getting one of each because it's a great tool to have to make circles quickly. You can make pockets out of circles, tucks out of circles, little mini journal notebooks out of circles. We should make some circular junk journals. That would be fun. Write that down, Pam. Circle junk journals. Junk journals. Oh, that's just fun. And those could be things that you could tuck into a bigger journal, or you could make a big circular journal, but I don't have a punch that big, but I guess I could probably figure out a way to do that, but let me percolate on that idea. Hang on. Okay. So yes, that's that. And, I ordered, somebody said, Shelly Williams, William Comp said I ordered some Temu dried flowers like yours. I hope they won't be fragile like yours. Who am I kidding? They're dried flowers, of course. They're fragile. Yes, I think I did get some from Temu, and I was very happy with them. They are dried flowers and leaves and things like that, but they are fragile because they're dried flowers. She's absolutely right. So just be careful and mindful with them. Maybe you've got a really super skinny glue applicator you could use on them, or possibly putting the glue down first and then placing the dried element on it, which is a pretty good way to go if you can kind of guess where the element's going to lie. There's a video called, I think it's a short possibly, called Easy Teeny Weeny Notebook Tutorial Part 1. You guys are maybe starting to see some shorts. I've been making some shorts and putting them out there. So to kind of, I've got over 1,000 videos now, and sometimes it's fun to go back and look at the ideas from way back when, and this is a quick way to get a refresher, like, oh yeah, I forgot about that idea, and it's helpful for me too. Cute Teeny Weeny Notebook, is this new? Also coming in to say, glad to hear the kids are singing. If I had to hear This Ain't Texas one more time, LOL. Okay, that's funny. I think that might be this music on the short. I think it's a song on a lot of shorts right now. Teeny Weeny Notebook and the video. She's asking, wait, what did you sew the signature? Okay, I'm going to watch the short right now and tell you, because I honestly don't know. It's been a while. I'm feeling like I maybe, well, it's an interesting song on that one. Okay, we can mute it. There we go. Let's see. I'm now watching my own short. Okay, I'm binding with some ribbon on the spine. Oh, now I'm tearing some pages for this little book. Yeah, how did I get that in there? I sewed it. I could see the sewing thread. So what I did was I just ran it. It's a very skinny little tiny notebook, and I just ran it down the spine, on the outside of the spine, just so it folded there. Very easy way to do that. You could also sew down the center, like if you opened up your signatures right to the middle and then just sew right down the middle, you could totally insert your signatures and adhere them that way. So there's a fun little idea for you. I need to go back over here to where the questions are. Okay. Somebody's asking, why can't I find the junk journal that I had for sale today? It has already sold. Thank you very much. It was actually for sale yesterday when the video came out. And thank you very much to the purchaser. So that botanical journal is now on its way to somebody else. Why Whisk Girl says, great ideas. I noticed you are, oh, that's, we answered that already. Okay. Maybe I didn't click that. I did go through all these already. Okay, I must have moved my thingy. Okay. Okay, super beautiful. She's saying, okay, this is a video titled Botanical Junk Journal Crafting. And I was just going through some random ideas as I was decorating in the book, and she said, super beautiful. How did you glue down the dried leaves onto the page? Looks like a sheen behind it. Depending on the page, some of the botanicals I used that I had personally dried, I glued them onto a page with Mod Podge or with glue stick, and then I glued over top with Mod Podge to seal in all the edges, and that's why the page looks a little sheeny. Or no, I think that was probably it. Yep, that was probably it. Okay. Okay, so, and I think I answered this the other day. How long does it take to craft a journal? Just answered that on Tuesday. But I would say on average for me right now, about 2 months. You know, if I'm, diligent and moving forward and taking everything into account. Can you show me, okay, user asks on the beginner junk journal ideas video, can you show me again to send me to the video where you tie your junk journals together? I seem to have a real problem with that and the like. I'd like to buy one that you're already made of, so I can't, and I can't find it in your Etsy store because I think it had already sold. But I have a playlist called Junk Journal Construction Covers, Spines and Signatures, and in you're gonna like it's You'll see multiple different ways to adhere or attach signatures to your spines of your junk journals and different ways to create spines and covers. And I'll take you through the different processes so you'll be able to see exactly all the steps, including how to sew in the signatures, because that can be a little tricky, I know. That's probably one of the biggest areas people get stuck on, getting those signatures in there securely, evenly balanced, aligned, if that's the style you're going for. And yes, that is one of the greatest things. If you can get a couple easy systems down, then you're going to be off to the races. That's just the way it goes in junk journal land. So watch a bunch of videos, see what speaks to you, try a few different ones, and see where you have your fun, and just go for it. Peggy Lindenthaler says, hey, do you know that you're totally insane and I love it? Oh, thank you. Yes, you know, we stay on the cutting edge here of excitement. Try not to be boxed in or, you know, stuck in a rabbit hole we can't get out of. I was trying to say there's got to be a way we can craft ourselves out of this. Vicky Weiss says, Pam, question, do you reuse your Sugar Bell icing piping bottles? Are they able to be cleaned out? I have not had good luck with that because they're not water soluble. The glue that goes in it that I put in there, it's the Fabri-Fix clear silicone glue, which you can't rinse it out. You could peel it out. You'd be there forever trying to clean it out. And I end up usually just defaulting and going to a new bottle when the old bottle gives me too much trouble. But I've been struggling a little bit with my Sugar Bells, and I think it might be because my glue might be very old and maybe thicker than the normal fresh Fabri-Fix, because I've switched bottles and I still have the same problem of it getting a little dry on the end. Even though I stored them upside down in my little glue bottle caddy, but air might be seeping in through the cracks where the metal applicator touches the white bottle. Not sure. Let's see. Hello, Miss Pam and Sunshine and Holly and Leonardo. This is Green Eye Diddy. And what beautiful digikits. Hey, Pam, where did you get that leaf? It's very pretty. Probably in my yard, I would guess. I think so. Unless I bought it somewhere. And sometimes people send me leaves, which is really sweet. And I love the leaves from different places. I can't remember exactly what leaf that was, honestly. So I'm kind of making it up. But probably 99% of the botanicals I use are from my own yard. Or I used to get flowers every week. And I would take those flowers and dry the petals. And I would have this enormous collection of petals to draw from, and then I forget I have them, and then I forget to use them, and then I remember I have them, and then I use them all the time, and then I forget I have them, and there's that cycle. Yeah, so there you go. Okay.
Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
There's one video called Decorating a Botanical Journal, Easy Idea for Junk Journals. And Sabine Metcher says, did you say that is a fairy flower crown in the center? I don't know. And she says, amazing how much you crafted from one paper, the stamp and guild. You can really have a lot of fun with just one piece of paper. It's amazing how much we pull onto a desk in order to craft. But when you craft in the moment, you're really focused on the thing in your hand and the maybe a few things that are very close by you. And if you pull from those items, you're going to create things that sometimes if you have a lot on your desk, you may not even see those possibilities. And there's a lot of beauty in the neutrality, like the neutral colors and neutral things. So I really enjoy working with book pages to make pockets and tucks and things like that and journal cards because they're already beautiful. Even if I like the cream colored, beige colored, aged caramel colored pages, but even if they're not, you can still add color to them, or you can use it white text block against some beautiful coffee dyed paper. I mean, the contrasts are gorgeous and beautiful and so much fun. I feel like making a neutral journal again, and I'm gonna put that down, Pam. As you capture your ideas, then they can become reality. I do have there's a playlist. I think it's its own playlist. It might be in Junk Journal Construction, Cover, Spines, and Signatures. But look for the Neutral Journal. And there is a whole series on making a neutral journal. I think it's its own playlist. But that's always fun to check out. Actually, let me check it out. You should know your own playlist, Spam. Okay, all right, okay. Let me see. I'm looking. Resource. Is it using a book page? Never Endlet. Nope. Simple Paper Pleasures. No. Neutral Junk Journal. It's a playlist. And if you go into my main channel page on YouTube, the Paper Outpost home channel page, and then click on playlists and look for Neutral Junk Journal. And that'll walk you through how to make a neutral journal. Just some ideas as you're making your journals, like things that you can do to have fun with that are just dandy and great. And furthering your beautiful questions here. Christine O'Valley says, Pam, your personality is awesome. It makes it much more fun and your art is beautiful. Just a question, the pencil that you used then spritzed your hand to move the color a little. I forgot the name. Is it possible you can please leave me the name and number of the pencil? Thank you so much. I really enjoy your videos. Yes, I can. It's called, okay, I'm gonna say it. Okay. Aquarellable Stabilo Pencil number 8046 is the black one. That's the one I use the most, but they come in all sorts of different colors. So there you go. Yes, and I found a white one. I had a good luck with a white one of all things, using it on some dark colored things, and it worked really well. Okay, they were having some issues with the sound the other day. Yeah, there were a couple of videos there where the sound didn't come out, and there were a couple of videos that got uploaded a little bit late because YouTube would just not upload my videos. It was just saying, sister, we're just going to take, 2 to 4 days to upload one video, and I didn't give that much time because I kind of make them the day before or maybe a couple days before. So I'm trying to backstock them a little bit more now. But so my goal this week is to record 3 videos on one day and then 1 video on another day. And that I'll get all that done in one sitting. And sometimes it just works more smoothly that way when you're, meandering down the world. Rose Reed Crochets asks on the video called Junk Journal Techniques, the Paper Outpost, how long does it take for modeling paste to dry? It depends on the type of modeling paste. Some modeling paste is waterier, and some is thicker and denser. Some is texture paste, and some is very chalky like joint compound. So they're all going to take a little bit different timing to dry, but I would say overall it's very quick to relatively quick. So we're talking, I would say, less than 15 minutes. More than 5, less than 15? I would say on average, yeah. That's my best guess. And Autumn Kennedy says on the video titled, How to Make Hidden Spine in a Junk Journal. Okay, part one. I love it. What was the netting fabric stuff on the spine? I've been looking and searching. I can't find it. What's it called? Even find guessing what it's called. Okay. Oh, yeah, that I got at a thrift store. I don't know what you call that, but it's this beautiful lace. It's not lace, but it's like a webbing lace, but looks like a natural fiber. I would think maybe it would be something to make wreaths out of, or like floral, you know, when you have those departments that sell the fake flowers and they have the silk flowers and things like that. I think with those floral things, look there in that floral land. You might be able to find some. I think that's where it came from. I don't know the name of it, but it was really pretty and I had a lot of it and now I'm out. That's the way it goes. It kind of looks like spider web in a way, but with a little bit more twig-like look to it, if that helps. You can see it if you look at the video called How to Make a Hidden Spine in a Junk Journal Book Cover Part 1. It's the main picture shows that webbing. If somebody knows the name of it, please post it, because that will help us all. Got pictures? Easy tip to jazz them up for junk journals video. This was referenced by, hey, it's me, Katie. What kind of board is that? I've never seen one with all those angles. Oh, that must be my craft mat, I think she's thinking about. Or it could be a scoring board. Let me see. What was she looking at? Okay. Just launching the little bit, putting mute on. Oh, put it there. We go. Okay, I'm just going to zip. Oh, it must be my craft mat. That's what I see in the video here. Yep. The old craft mat-a-rooney. And I think it's by Arteza. And it's been really helpful, and you're really getting dirty right now, so probably time to change it. I think there are ways to get the glue, like the silicone glue, off. I've tried scraping it off and solventing off. The solventing just removed all the line grid pattern from my craft mat, and it didn't really take off all the glue. And the scraping, I ended up just gouging my mat with my little razor scraper. So I have not really figured out a good way to remove the chunky bumpies of my glue. I should probably be more meticulous and cover my mat when I am gluing, of which I don't do very well. I'm very, very bad crafter for that, but you know, they're my toys. Pam, this is Co-Mom. Pam, do you have a school or classroom digikit? I didn't see one on Etsy. That's actually a great idea. I don't have that. Let me add that as an idea. Okay, because I'm just getting ready to make the digikits for June. Would she say school or classroom? School or classroom. Okay, that would actually be good for all sorts of school projects plus graduation and things like that. That's a great idea. Thank you. It's coming. It's coming, Co-Mom. Hang in there. All right, everybody, you take care. Have a very crafty day. And remember that fun can be simple. And create with reckless abandon. Till next time. Bye-bye. Thank you.